Good morning and welcome to ASI's radio show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk about promo products. This is our very special live virtual trade show edition. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines. We've got a very full room here this morning. We've got Joe Haley, everyone's favorite managing editor. Joe, are you already on the virtual trade show floor?
I am. I'm out in the lobby chatting with distributors.
All right. Well, we'll check in with you in just a minute. Okay. We have Jake Kralik, marketing manager here. And Jake, tell us how the virtual trade show works.
It's going really well. It works well, too. Basically, you just log in. You can register at www.asicentral.com/vts and enter your information. You come in, you kind of stroll around a show floor just like you would a regular show, except this is a virtual show.
And you're not using your legs.
No, you're not using your legs. And I'm getting questions already in our networking lounge about our new education program.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about that in just a minute. First, I want to introduce Michelle Bell, editor of Supplier Global Resource. Michelle, it looks like a lot of people are already streaming onto the show floor.
They are. I think we have about 360 or so people, which is great because the show started at 10 a.m. and it goes until 3 p.m. A lot of really, really great suppliers who we'll be talking to soon. So it's a jam-packed session.
All right. And Tim Andrews, President and Chief Executive Officer of ASI, is here. Tim, how are you this morning?
I'm great, Melinda. Thank you for having me.
And what do you like about the virtual trade shows, Tim?
I love that you can really get in there very quickly from your home office or wherever you are, check on product, get some video introductions, really get to know some distributors and suppliers because you're able to network with people that are your peers but also meet with suppliers and do it all from the comfort of your home.
I know we've gotten great feedback about the ones we've had thus far. And Tim, in just 1 minute, you're going to make a very special announcement. But first, I want to say hi to Nicole Rollander. Nicole, you're busy typing. What are you doing?
I am. I'm in the Networking and Career Builder Lounge chatting with a bunch of people.
You're making some new friends?
I am.
All right, we'll check back with you in a minute. And Vinnie Driscoll is manning the phones today. If you want to call us, feel free, 215-953-4970. 79 and Craig Veltri is managing the tech booth, and we've got Dana Ream from Education.
Hey, Dana.
Sitting in.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dana. All right. Without further ado, Tim, I know you have a very big announcement about Education. So tell us what you've got.
Ooh, I like that.
Nice.
I feel like I'm on David Letterman. Thank you. As I think most people know, we spend a considerable amount of money and energy here helping distributors, suppliers, and decorators become more educated about the industry and how they can perform better from a business perspective. And it's about a $1.3 million investment we make every year to provide education at our five major shows as well as, in a virtual world. And we have a very, very rich and deep program on the web that people can use anytime they want. Plus, of course, we have the ASI Power Summit. Just lots of things that allow people to network, to get educated, to drill into things that they need to know about, whether they're very basic, things about fabric, in Wearables Magazine, or whether it's something much more intense, like learning how to turn your business around if it's in trouble. And we're very pleased to be announcing today that we're launching the Advertising Specialty Institute Certification Program, because never before have we had a—we have fans. Never before have we had a broad-based industry certification program that really allows people to get recognized for the work that they do, to become educated and to elevate themselves in the industry. And it will have two different types of programs. One is certifications. One is the BASI certification, which is really the solid foundation. It's the basic courses, the nuts and bolts of how you run your business, how do you interact with a supplier or a distributor or a decorator. What are the different qualities you have as a professional in this industry?
And that stands for Bachelor's of Advertising Specialty Information, correct?
That's right, exactly. And then we have the Master's program, which is the MASI certification, which is really the advanced knowledge. And it really shows that someone not only has, taken all the core foundation courses and are, keeping up with sort of what's going on in the world, but they really are, these are people that are going to step up and really say that I'm serious about what I'm doing and I want to get that advanced certification. And in both cases, we have a core curriculum of required courses and then electives, just, like you're back in college, and, all focused on the things that people really need to know. And this is, by the way, on a platform that is completely digitally based and allows people to track, what they've completed, what they still have to go, get a transcript, just again, like you're in college, of what's happening, and, in a really easy-to-use digital platform. And we're also covering all of the costs of this.
So it's free for people to get certified?
Totally free.
That's great.
We think that's really important. The distributors and suppliers and the decorators that do business with us, we think, want to improve, what they know and their knowledge and how they interact. And so we're going to cover the cost of that, which is another $100,000 a year, we think. And we're really excited. And not only can you get credit for the five big shows that ASI has and many of our different seminars and other activities, you can get credit listening to the radio show. That can be an elective. You can take online courses. You know, I think we've had over 1,200 people that have taken and completed an online course since we launched that a few months ago. And also, if you take courses at other educational programs that are offered by, say, PPAI or the regional associations, you can also get credit for those things, because all of those are, you know, indications to us that people are really trying to improve and elevate the industry, and that's really what it's about.
That's great news. Now, I know that ASI has talked about certification for a while. Why now? Why are we launching this program now?
You know, we've had a number of people that, as you said, you know, have asked us about this, and we've looked at different ways to do it, you know, participate in the existing programs that are out there, you know, other kinds of things, but you know, we really, you know, we spend more than anybody else in the industry that we can see educating people. And we also have more participants than anyone else. Last year, we had 4,600 distributors, you know, that took a course. We had about 16,000 live courses that were taken in those five big trade shows, plus all the online kinds of things we've had. So we just looked at this and said, now more than ever, with the economy starting to look like it's going to come back, people need to be able to differentiate themselves and elevate themselves. And this is a really, you know, I think an important way for people to do that publicly with their end buyers and, you know, really show that they really mean it. And it's also important, I think, and going to be increasingly important as this becomes more relevant to people and we start having more people get active. You know, as people are starting to affiliate with other distributors or suppliers, or you're interviewing somebody for a job, or you're looking for, you know, a distributor salesperson that wants to move from, you know, perhaps their home-based business or whatever, and they want to affiliate with a network. I've had a couple of large networks say that they're going to start looking for people that, you know, are qualified under these two programs, because that shows them that the people are serious, that they're professional. And so I think you're going to start that being a differentiator not only publicly for people, but also in the industry as a differentiator for people. And we're going to help that along, because we're also going to have some very special programs that people that have a BASI or an MASI can participate in. So, you know, an annual conference call, some VIP events that only they can attend, some cocktail networking receptions or shows that only BASI and MASI folks can come into. So lots of things that I think will differentiate not only externally from an end buyer's perspective to know that you're certified, but also internally.
That's fantastic news. Thank you so much for joining us, Tim. Nicole Rollander, Director of Education, is also here. Nicole, how can people get more information about this great new program?
They can go to asicentral.com/education, and you'll get an overview of the program. You'll see the requirements. You will see some of the courses that we have available now, as well as some sample transcripts. Pretty much anything you need to know, we've got there, including frequently asked questions.
And people can get started today if they want. Is that correct?
They can. Just go to asicentral.com/education, and you can log into our digital campus right away.
All right. Well, that's great news. Thank you very much. We're going to check in now at the virtual trade show. I know that, Joe, you are strolling the networking lounge.
Well, actually, I'm in the lobby.
Oh, you're
lobby. I got kicked out of the lounge. Jake's kicked out of the lounge, so I went to the lobby. Actually, I was just chatting
with... You stand up front and say hi to people.
Yeah, so as they come in, say hello, welcome to ASI. I'm the greeter. I was just sort of chatting with Alan Aitken, and he's the president of Cool Publishing. And I asked him, I said, is this your first trade show? He says, actually, it's his second. He loves them. He says, because he can get work done in the office while he's doing the trade show. So he's very, very busy, but he just wants to keep doing this, and he says, keep up the good work.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Joe. We're going to pause now for a message from today's show's sponsor, I Promote You. When we return, Nicole's going to tell us about what's going on in the networking lounge at the virtual trade show.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@ipromoteyou.com.
Welcome back to ASI's radio show, special live virtual trade show edition. CEO and President Tim Andrews is with us today. I just told us about ASI's new education certification program. But now we are going to go to Nicole, who has been checking in with people in the networking lounge at the virtual trade show. What are people saying, Nicole?
Well, people are actually really excited about our recent education announcement. We're getting a lot of good buzz about that. People are saying that they're going to go check out the website and learn all about it, get started on their BASI. And they're excited about, you know, looking for new products and networking with people at the show today.
Okay, and Michelle, I know that you've been talking to some exhibitors.
Mm-hmm.
What are they saying?
They're excited. I think that they realize that it's a great way to convey to their clients that they're invested in the industry, and it really does set them apart from competitors. I think right now people are just looking for any way to set themselves apart from competitors and to show that you're really invested in the industry and you've put time into continuing your education. I think it's an important thing. People are excited. And excited about the show. They're getting a lot of feedback and traffic. I'm looking at Magnets right now and Graphco, who are having both a great show, they say.
All right, great. Well, we're going to check in with you all again in a little bit and see what else is happening on the virtual trade show floor. Now, next month, Joe, what is it? What's the special?
It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
It is.
Yes, it is.
And what are – I know a lot of distributors are looking at innovative products to sell to clients. For that, what are some neat things you're seeing this year?
Well, one of the things that we're seeing is a trend that's going on that more professional sports leagues and athletes are getting involved with breast cancer awareness. Major League Baseball does theirs on Mother's Day, and they use pink bats, so it's not happening in October. But a distributor could tie into that with local clubs, whether they're minor league, professional teams. If there's any fall baseball leagues going on, they can actually get miniature pink bats that they could sell and raise money for breast cancer research. Football, in the month of October, National Football League, players actually wear pink gloves, they wear pink cleats, they wear pink hats on the sideline, and then anything that's used in a game, they actually auction off again to raise money. So that's a tie-in. I mean, they're going right after the male audience because the majority of people who sit and watch NFL games at home and in the stadiums are male. So what we're finding is that breast cancer awareness is just not little, dangle bracelets and stuff and pink shirts for women. They really need to start looking at things that men will like, too. You can get little miniature pink football, which is a great thing to use at high school football games, at college football games, at pro games. Again, they can be sold. They can be raffled off with player signatures on them. So it's just a way to focus. NASCAR, there's three drivers in October who will actually be driving pink cars. In recognition of breast cancer awareness. And again, with NASCAR, you can tie in. One supplier has a NASCAR survival kit. You can get it in a pink pouch, so it ties into the color pink for breast cancer awareness. And anyone who's going to a race, in fact, I'm going to my first NASCAR race this weekend down in Dover Downs in Delaware. But
are you
going to
bring your earplugs?
It comes, yeah.
You're supposed to have.
I actually have earplugs, but this kit comes with earplugs, sunscreen, it comes with bug repellent, it comes with handy wipes, and pain medicine in case you get a headache from the smell of the fuel and the and just being out in the sun all day watching the cars go around. So again, look for these things that will target men at professional sports, and it might be a different way for distributors to get in.
Yeah, I've seen golf too.
Oh, golf, absolutely. Phil Mickelson's wife was diagnosed with breast cancer, and a few years ago he started wearing a hat with a pink ribbon in support of her. So now if you have clients out there who are having golf tournaments in October or thinking for a breast cancer fundraising event, golf tournament would be great. There's suppliers in the industry who have special balls from Pinnacle that come with a pink ribbon on it, and if they purchase those balls, the company, the supplier, will donate part of that sales to breast cancer research. So there's a lot of ways to tie in. But let me ask this question. Who here in the room knows someone, relative, friend, who's been affected with breast cancer?
Absolutely.
It's almost everyone. So it's super. So October's a great month for anyone to get involved, for distributors, for suppliers, for your clients. It's not only a good cause, but it also can generate a lot of goodwill and a lot of great PR.
Those are some great new ideas from Joe. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
All right, so we're gearing up for the fourth quarter busy sales season, and Jake Kralik, our marketing manager, is going to share with us some great marketing tactics that you should be using right now to pump up sales.
It's a good thing to do, especially right now. This is a time that you want to be pre-marketing and pre-spending for 2011. You want to start your year out early. I know we do here at ASI, and it's a good idea to get your marketing started early and get a head start against your competitors. And the three ideas that I have for you right now is, since we're getting ready for a new show season again, you want to really start to think about having a qualification and lead follow-up plan for the 2011 shows. It's something that goes overlooked a lot of times. Now, being the fourth quarter, you want to also be ready not only to print your catalog, but you don't want to forget to do a digital catalog. It makes it easy to submit those, send them around to your clients, and ultimately, a digital catalog is going to be a much more affordable and environmentally friendly way to go. And then I really suggest having an early New Year's resolution. You'll hear a lot about social marketing right now and social media. But what I say is, set a social media plan that has realistic goals. Set goals that you can measure and that are obtainable, whether they're just to link some of your email campaigns to your Facebook site, or whether it's to grow your friends or to grow a network of people on there. Set goals, though, because it's easy to overlook that you can spend a lot of time on the social media, but you might not actually be getting a return on your investment. So those are my three tips for marketing for right now.
All right. Michelle, what are suppliers doing right now in the marketing realm? You know, Jake mentioned trade shows.
Mm-hmm.
How many suppliers do you think, you know, follow up on trade show leads?
Not enough. That's for sure. When we do surveys for Supplier Global Resource Magazine, it's typically 40% do follow up,
so
which
less
is staggering.
Than half. That's
staggering.
The number I've heard as well.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. They all know that they should do more. They all want to do more. I think it's a lack of maybe planning and resources, but it seems to be on everyone's to-do list for the coming year to be better at it.
Mm-hmm.
To be more diligent about it. You know, we've given them a lot of tips and suggestions in different webinars. You know, bring in an intern, bring in to somebody kind of to help parcel out the leads and who should be followed up on first. But it's definitely something that should be given more attention to. I mean, really, it's an untapped source for new revenue for them.
Tim, I saw you nodding your head before.
Yeah, there's actually two things I want to jump in on. On this point's really important because we do surveys, of course, after every ASI show and at the end of the road shows, and we talk to suppliers about what they liked about the show, what we could have done better, and same with distributors. One of our top five complaints of distributors about a show is that they don't get follow-up from suppliers. And so it's incredible that, you know, someone would come to a show, they, you know, visit with somebody, they ask for some samples, they have an active, you know, something going on, and then they don't get feedback, which is, you know, and they don't get what they're supposed to get, you know, samples, whatever. The other thing is that so many suppliers send samples that aren't identified on the sample of the name. You know, they should have mm-hmm. an ASI number or some sort of indicator.
Sure.
On there on which supplier sent it to them, because, you know, suppliers think I'm sending one thing to you, Michelle. However, you know, a distributor sitting there, they come back from a show, they get, you know, 15 packages of samples. They take them out, or they maybe have somebody taking mm-hmm. them out. They put them in, you know, a bin to go through later, or they do whatever. And then, you know, something like half the samples that we get, I know in editorial, don't have any indication on which supplier sent them. And so once you've gotten rid of the package, you may not be able to remember who they are. Very simple things. And one thing I wanted to mention on Jake's ideas, which is, you know, I think it's also a good time for marketers to decide what not to do next year. Because, you know, there's a list of things that we all do that, you know, didn't work out as well as we thought it would, or an idea that we thought was going to work out, or some sort of a marketing strategy or plan or idea. And sometimes it's good to just say, okay, I know what I've done this year that worked well, and I'm excited about those things. What are the three or four things that didn't really work out and I don't want to repeat? Because we waste a lot of time on things mm-hmm. that we just keep doing because we do them, but not because they work. So
good points. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks to all of you. All right. Who here likes to tailgate? Raise your hand. Apparently, Michelle doesn't like to, and Tim, you don't like to tailgate?
I'm not either. A tailgater.
Okay, well, you're not the typical sports fan here, I guess.
You have to be there before the game starts, and I get there like 20 seconds before, you know.
I was at the Phillies game last night, and there was a hockey game as well, so we were late for the Phillies
game. I hate the outdoors, you know that. I hate nature.
You hate the outdoors?
This segment is for everyone but Michelle.
You can take your headphones off.
We're big, deep in the heart, or getting into the heart of the fall sports season.
Sure.
And Joe, you have lots of new ideas for tailgating products that distributors can be selling right now. And it's not just about weenie roasts anymore, right?
It is not about weenie roasts. I can't say that. Here's the thing with tailgating events, and distributors have to think smartly about this, that you don't need to have professional sports tickets or have a pro football team in your backyard to do this. This can be done at colleges. Now, think of your clients who have tickets and they take clients to games. Well, they should be having a tailgating event that includes food and also imprinted products to give away to them. Also, if you have someone in the area who does group tours and they're taking busloads of people down, they're going to get there early. They're going to have a tailgating event. That group tour company needs to have imprinted products. If you have radio stations that are doing remotes at tailgating events, they need to have products. So finally, you can have your clients can have their own tailgating event, like a fall picnic for their employees out in the parking lot. I think it'd be a lot of fun. So here are some ideas. Does everyone know what American Cornhole is?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
I think it's the funniest sounding game, but it's just like a bean toss game.
Doesn't it date back to colonial times or Civil War or something? It's like an old game.
It probably does.
You know, it's become really popular. I was at two backyard barbecues this summer, adults.
I find the name of it off-putting.
Yes, it is.
It's literally a board with a hole, and you throw this these bean bags, and you try to get it.
It's really, really
hole.
Popular.
It takes up the most room at tailgating events, especially Phillies game. Everyone's out in the parking lot playing.
Anyway, back to the story.
And
let's go.
It has an imprint. Go ahead.
It can be imprinted. That's a great idea for a high-end incentive gift to give to someone. How about steaks? You go to a tailgating event. Everyone associates alcohol, beverages, food. Why not give someone steaks? You can send them in the mail. They come frozen. It's a great idea that will have them remember the event that they were just down. Ladder toss is another one, like cornhole, and there's also something called and let me see if I can pronounce this right.
Schauf.
Thank you. Schauf. Schauf is like a shuffleboard and golf game mixed in one. But again, these are things that can be high-end incentive gifts for someone who's going to a tailgating event. We also have cool coolers. There's chairs that you can give out. Can coolers that actually have a magnet that you can stick on the side of a van. So if you don't have a table there to put your beer down,
I would probably drive away with it on my car.
You might. I left my coffee mug. I came in this morning, put it on top of the roof of my car, and left it there for 20 minutes.
That poor Sonata.
Before I realized that. But anyway, there's a lot of great ideas. You can also find these on Tim's blog.
All right.
At asicentral.com.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Nicole, you are just busy in the networking lounge making new friends at the virtual trade show. What are you finding out?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. There are a few people here. It's their first virtual trade show, and they're excited, too, because they're going to be checking out the education area so they can start working on their BASI degrees.
All right.
And so, yeah, there are lots going on in here.
Okay. Michelle, what's happening on the exhibitor side?
Busy. Jake and I are watching the numbers here, which are increasing steadily for the number of people logging on and going into the booth. So suppliers are happy.
All right. Well, now is also the time of the year that a lot of sales managers are planning their big kickoff of the year sales meetings, and Nicole's got some ideas today on how to select a meeting for a sales kickoff, which is very important.
Yeah, these are some suggestions for somebody who's attended more than 100 sales kickoffs as a keynote speaker. So these are some cool ideas. You know, depending on what your sales force's morale is at the time, obviously sometimes of the year it's really high, sometimes it's low. So if it's really high, everybody's really pumped, you could do like a really big theme. One that this guy recommends, which is pretty cool, they did a night at the Oscars, and then all the different regions actually created these videos showing what the average day for one of their salespeople was like, and then they had awards for who created the best video. And you know, if you have a time when sales are down, you know, the morale is down, you know, you want to focus on what people can do better, something like better, stronger, faster, and really help people develop a strategy to go back out there and get more sales, you know, something that promotes teamwork or things like that. One thing also you might want to think about is what your sales mantra is. So, you know, you want to get people kind of leaving with the same message, a catchphrase, something that might motivate them. So this is a little cheesy, but for example, one company wanted to focus their sales team on closing bigger deals. So they selected a theme that was centered around baseball, and they used the tagline "Swing for the Fences." And so then throughout the meeting, they showed movie clips of the greatest home run hitters of all times. And so people got pumped and they left kind of feeling like they were all on the same team. What do you guys think of this one? Do you think that it's a good idea to focus your sales meeting on your arch rival? So if there's one company that you're trying to beat out, everybody kind of screams, you know, beat out X company.
Michelle's shaking her head.
No, I hate it.
Yeah, I agree.
I do too. Well, why even mention the competition?
You know what? I think people get all, you know, sort of, you know, wrapped up in the yarn of, you know, their competitors. Everyone's got competitors, you know, and if you've got many products or you serve many people, you have lots of competitors. I think if you stay, you just need to stay focused on your customers.
Right.
And be positive about your customers and trying to figure out what do they need that you can provide. So I think the whole competitive thing is, you have to be informed, but I think people get too caught up in that.
Yeah, I agree. That's one of their suggestions, but I'm not a big fan. And one final one that I think is really important is to think about what kind of takeaways you're going to have. So obviously have all the materials available online for salespeople so they can access them after. You know, if you've got a specific theme, a certain area of improvement, you might give out a book that people can take home. And then, of course, promotional products with, you know, the company logo, the event name, hats, keychains, mugs, whatever they can bring home with the message that's going to motivate throughout the year.
Okay, we're going to post this on asicentral.com/radio. So more tips on a great sales meeting. Tim, I know that you've been to some great industry sales meetings. Anything that you've seen that you think works particularly well?
I think one is don't forget about the people that the individual left back home. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's really a nice gesture to send something, whether it's just a little postcard, you know, something to thank the spouse, the significant other back home for all the support they've given through the year. for the person who's in sales or whatever role they have at the company, but also maybe while they're away or when they get home, you know, just something sent to the people that they left back home, you know, to
say
thanks
very much. How
about
a gift basket?
Gift basket would be great, you know, depending on what the level of qualification is, you know, depending on how many people you have to do something for. But I think we need to remember that, you know, everybody's got a support system.
Yep.
And recognizing that support system, you know, as much as you can, I think is an important way to make the employee feel really good, because the employee's going to, you know, feel like, gosh, they care not only about me, but also about all those other people that, you know, I care about as an employee too.
That's great. All right, Joe, I see you busily on the virtual trade show floor. What's happening?
Well, speaking with Marita Cooper, she's the owner of Ad Pro Promotions, and I asked her, you know, was she enjoying the show? She goes, absolutely. She says it's a crazy busy morning for her back at the office. So this gives her the opportunity to not only, again, handle some business at the home office and also go to the trade show. So she doesn't have to leave the office. She can get a lot of things done. Now I'm just chatting with Alyssa. She's a customer service rep for Fox Laminating, and she gave me a big enthusiastic, yes, I am enjoying this. So, and this is her very first show, so hopefully she has a good experience and comes back next time.
They have a lot of people in their booth, too. They're getting a lot of traffic.
That's great.
Yeah,
people, this is going to go
packed
until 3 o'clock today, so it's only going to get busier, I'm sure.
It's been a busy couple of show weeks. You know, we just had the Las Vegas you know, gift sneak preview for the holidays, and we had over 550 distributors at that event and about 85 exhibitor suppliers, and we just did a survey to see what people thought, and the surveys came back incredibly positive about that event. So we're really happy about the, you know, event we had out, you know, in Las Vegas last week, and then this event going on in the virtual world. Lots of things to educate and to inform people for that very busy, you know, sort of pushing the second half of the year for sales.
And I know people are getting really excited for our first show of the year in Orlando in January.
I am
going to be
pumped
here before
up.
We know it. And I know
absolutely
there's some great highlights there as well.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got our entertainment for people that come to the show is the Harry Potter area, you know, at the amusement park,
Universal Studios,
right? And
exclusive.
We rented the
Potter
thing out. Cost a fortune, I got
to
tell you.
I'm
but
sure
you know what?
It did.
It's really exciting. We've got lots of people really cool, you know, excited about that. And then one of my personal favorite things that we've got going on next year in Orlando is Michael J. Fox.
Yes, he's our keynote.
Is a keynote, you know, and for lots of reasons. I mean, I think many of us watched him, you know, as Michael Keaton back in the day on TV,
Alex
you know,
P.
little
Keaton.
Yeah, Alex P. Keaton, right? That's right, not Michael Keaton, Alex P. Keaton. And then, of course, in all the Back to the Future movies, which were so incredibly
cool. And let's not forget
cool.
Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf, I was less of a fan of, but the Back to the Future, I definitely was. And then, you know, in recent years, for the last few years, he's been struggling and dealing with, you know, the difficulty of having Parkinson's disease. And so, you know, we're going to hear not only about, you know, what it was like to be really a teen, you know, star and going through all of the, you know, ups of all that, but also how he's been dealing with the difficulties he's had, you know, dealing with Parkinson's disease. And so,
and he's got a phenomenal attitude. I mean, that anybody can learn from.
Totally.
In terms of how to break through obstacles and just be positive.
I mean, imagine being at the peak of your career and finding that you've got, you know, Parkinson's disease. It's going to really impact your ability to be on camera, and how do you deal with that, you know?
Sure.
My mother had Parkinson's, and so, you know, I understand some of the struggles that they, you know, that people go through, and so I'm really excited to hear him and also to meet him.
Well, everybody's going to get a sneak peek in October because he's going to be on this radio show.
Oh,
so
exciting.
Yeah, we'll have
very
announce
exciting
the date soon, but that's something that everybody's going to want to tune into. Michelle, I know you have some tips today for presentations.
Yes.
What are some blunders that people make?
You know, we've all sat through presentations that were mesmerizing and riveting, and they're the ones that you just remember and you sit in awe of and you really take away the information. And we have also all sat through presentations where you just want to, jam a pen in your eye because it's just torturous. There's a whole list of do's and don'ts here, which I'm going to post on our website, asicentral.com/radio. But I'm really just going to touch on three here quickly. You don't want to avoid delivering split presentations. And what I mean by that is having the screen to one side and the presenter to the other, because it forces the audience to kind of look two ways and not focus on
like
one message.
Like a tennis match.
Exactly. Not focus on one message. Seating, and this would be, for an example, if you're doing a sales presentation, maybe in a conference room, seating the decision makers in the wrong chairs. The decision makers should go to the presenters, the first chair to the presenter's left. Who knew? I did not know that, but maybe
Tim
some
was
other
not
people
in his
did
head.
Very important.
So, yeah, so that's where you want to put the decision maker. Dimming the lights. Dim all the lights, sweet honey. You don't want to dim the light so much because...
You should just say dim the lights, sweet honey.
Like Donna Summer.
I know. She was looking at you when she said sweet honey.
It causes people, of course, to be drowsy and to nod off and their mind to wander.
That's in college when everyone would nap.
Mm-hmm. So you don't want to make the light so bright where it kills people with the neon lighting. But just a nice kind of mix of the two, but definitely not dim lighting. Mm-hmm. So again, I will post the rest of these, which are very helpful, on our website.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. And Nicole, looks like...
It's 620 people on the show floor in the first hour.
Wow.
That's
very
great.
Good number.
That's incredible. That's a huge number.
And then Cliff at Design Your Recognition, he's one of their account executives. He said it's going great. He's busy, busy, busy.
Busy, busy, busy. Busy is good at a trade show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we are out of time. Thanks for tuning into a special ASI virtual trade show radio show. And thanks for Tim Andrews for that great announcement about ASI certification. To find out more, go to asicentral.com/education and be sure to check out the virtual trade show today. Have a great day, everyone.